Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a great member of our Brain Trust now. More than 15 years she's been hanging out with us, and she's the president of ReadyGo.com. ReadyGo Inc. is ReadyGo.com is the website. She's one of the pioneers of the Internet back when she was only like 16 or 17. And she's the author of a number of books, including E-Learning 2.0, the E-Commerce Question and Answer book. And she's our good friend Anita. Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So I remember when you first joined us, we were trying to get our head around cyberspace and in business.
E-commerce. Just basic e-commerce, doing commerce. Just think about the stuff that you do, buying and selling
and
on
you,
the web.
And you gave us a definition of an umbrella. You said, okay, the umbrella is e-business. And inside of that is e-commerce and e-shopping. Remember that? You talked about those. So you were the first person to kind of give me an umbrella way of thinking about these things, that there's this big picture and then underneath it are these different applications. Well, I'm doing that now in my own way. When I think about it and as I talk about and write about the digital world, I'm saying that the umbrella, the big umbrella, is digital leverage. And inside of under that umbrella is artificial intelligence, it's the Internet of Things, it's that kind, those, it's social media. But the umbrella is digital leverage. And the reason I do that is because everybody has access to digital leverage, but everybody doesn't have access to robots. What do you think about my idea?
That sounds really good. That's a really clear way of explaining it.
Because Elon Musk can build a robot. I can't. I'll never have a robot. But I can make a statement on social media.
You might get a Roomba.
No, but I won't make one. I could buy one, but I won't make one. But what I'm saying is I can, if I have enough power, I can make an inflammatory statement, post it on Twitter, it goes viral, take down markets.
Yeah.
One push of a button. That's digital leverage. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think you're the one that probably has been thinking about that more than me. I kind of think about things about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And you are a guy that looks at the ramifications of that.
Well, I have been, because what got me started on this, Anita, was when everybody got excited about artificial intelligence, and then everybody automatically thinks of robots. And I said, look, 500 years before a robot takes us down, we're going to do it to ourselves. One little push of an enter key, we're going to do it to ourselves. What do you think?
Oh, completely. Well, look what happened with Facebook and Google in the election.
Yes.
And how shocked they were by this.
Mm-hmm.
That people were able to take advantage, and it wasn't technical people that took advantage of the technology.
Exactly.
So you have all of these smart people that are doing the technology. And then you have these other people, the trolls, that I wouldn't necessarily call smart people, but, you know, con men.
Right, they're devious.
Con men can take advantage of it.
And they're using digital leverage to do it, aren't they?
Right. And that's a big concern. And a lot of it is the hubris of technology. In July or August of 16, Facebook had, I believe it was about 40 people in New York City who curated what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, our AI is so good, they fired all those people.
Wow. Huh.
And the trolls then really took over, and there was so much hubris that they were like, well, we don't need them anymore because our AI is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their AI was good from their point of view, but they had never considered the con men would use their technology.
And let's think about the ethical part of that, Anita. They had an obligation to spend money to protect us from those events. And in order to save money, they laid a bunch of people off, and they exposed us. What if you've got that kind of power, you have an ethical obligation to protect the people that you do business with.
Completely agree. But it wasn't that they did it maliciously.
Right.
They did it. There was this level of naivete.
It's called fear. It's called fear and greed, Anita. It's all.
But it's more than that. It's this naivete that they think they're so much smarter because they understand the technology.
Right.
And it's like the comments I made to you when you said, how does this work? And I said, I could tell you what it is and how it works, but I don't necessarily know how it's going to be leveraged. You're thinking about how it's going to be leveraged.
I
probably know more about the technology, but you understand the people side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.